This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Miserable heat across much of the nation, the Northeast, the Pacific Northwest, and parts of the South. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
Another sizzling heat wave is gripping the Pacific Northwest and other parts of the country.
Breathtaking. Takes your breath away.
But Western Oregon could see temperatures over 110 degrees. People are already flocking to cooling centers like the one in Multnomah County, where Holly Martinez is a volunteer.
We have lots of water. We have mats for folks to lie down on, chairs. It's air conditioned.
A heat wave in June killed hundreds of people in Oregon, Washington State, and British Columbia. And sizzling weather is hitting other parts of the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The highly contagious Delta variant is fueling a surge in coronavirus cases as students return to classrooms. School districts are increasingly defying Republican leaders who banned school mask mandates in several states. If you're pregnant, should you get the COVID vaccine? The CDC is urging all pregnant women to get their shots. Hospitals and hotspots around the country are seeing disturbing numbers of unvaccinated mothers-to-be seriously ill with the virus. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
CDC data show their vaccination rates are low, with only about 23% having received at least one dose. The agency had previously encouraged pregnant women to consider vaccination, but CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky now says it has never been more urgent. I'm Ben Thomas.
Overseas, the Taliban has captured an area near Afghanistan's capital of Kabul as it continues seizing territory. Afghan government forces are collapsing faster than U.S. military leaders thought possible. The Taliban has now captured a provincial capital about 80 miles from Kabul. This is AP News. New census data being released today is expected to show a more diverse America. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Census Bureau will release new data today mapping the demographic transformation of the nation over the last decade. The data is expected to show dozens of counties across 18 states, mainly in the South and Southwest, no longer have a majority racial or ethnic group. For the first time, the census is expected to show a decline in the non-Hispanic white population, with virtually all population growth in the U.S. to be among people of color. The data is being released more than 4 months late due to delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A federal judge has ruled that House Democrats who are investigating former President Trump are entitled to see some of his financial records, but appeals are expected. It's the latest in a years-long legal and political battle over access to Donald Trump's finances. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.